Sci-Fi.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
We've got a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And this episode is produced by, Willie, do you have it?
I'll get it in a sec. Rick Lynn.
Thanks, Rick Lynn.
Thanks for producing our show, Rick Lynn. If you want to be a producer and have your name dropped, just go to Real Life Sci-Fi. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Become a friend of Charlquan. And, cheers. I've got, my Dogfish Head Seaquench Ale. It hydrates you. It's beer that hydrates you.
I have White Claw Surge Blackberry.
I've got a gas station Negra Modelo.
Yeah, so thank you, friends of Charlquan.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our good friend. He's a comic and writer from Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Tosh.0. Oh, it's Ricky Carmona!
Woo-woo!
This is amazing. I can't believe this is happening right now.
Yeah, it's weird.
Man, this is so dope.
The show once before in my bedroom, right?
We have gone from the bedroom to like this amazing location.
Did you say hi to Bigfoot?
I did not. Hello, Bigfoot. Good to see you, Sasquatch. Does he prefer Bigfoot?
Yeah, he likes Bigfoot.
And
yeah.
Also, I didn't Mr. mean Foot. To gender pronoun him.
That's her, okay.
Him,
well,
her, it.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Okay, all right. Cancel that.
We don't talk about Bigfoot.
Were you looking down there?
It's not apparent. So I feel like it's a private matter.
It's his private matter.
Their privates. Yes.
Their privates matter.
In general, how into like conspiracies and stuff like that are you?
I was into conspiracies when it was like fun to be into conspiracies, as far as like watching growing up and watching like Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, yeah.
And the X-Files. And going to the library and like seeing books about like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then probably like in the last like 5 years, it's kind of gotten like there's been like this line that has been drawn.
Oh, no.
And like there's a line that I don't like to cross.
Yeah, we get that answer a lot lately because it's they've gotten so serious and like, you know, divisive and
yes, yeah, yeah. I would rather believe and have a conversation that there's like, you know, a monster living at the bottom.
And
of
it was
a
slow.
Mess.
You know, yes. I was happy that Alex Jones revealed the cremation of care.
What?
I don't know what that is.
What's the cremation of care?
It's the remember he snuck a camera into the in the woods up north.
I don't remember. I don't follow him, so I don't remember.
Well, it was like
anything.
One of the first things he did, but it was all these old presidents and all these old white guys get together and have a secret meeting every year.
Oh, wait.
That's called the cremation of care?
Isn't it just like the government?
That's what the ceremony was, where they had the big burning thing.
The owl, right?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Oh. I don't
know. But he was a hero back then.
That.
And then,
I don't know what your definition of hero is, but.
Well, to further gauge your interest in matters of, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Sure, yes.
We do something called the WOW scale here.
Okay.
It stands for Waiter Willie.
Very scientific.
And it's 5-question quiz.
Okay.
At the end, I will give you a score.
Awesome.
Don't worry about these numbers, but if you're a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're a 5, you're more of a Willie.
And people have gotten negative numbers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And if you're in the middle, you're an Erin.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
do we have that theme, or are we...
It's about to happen.
What?
See, I feel like I should... We'll talk about it later. No. I should talk over that.
Oh, yeah. You can totally talk over that.
All right. First question. Okay. 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so...
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Please wait until I finish. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of the pyramids? You think they built the pyramids?
I don't think they built the pyramids.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Ghosts?
I want to believe in ghosts. I want to believe in them. So I'm going to say yes on that one, man. I'm going to say yes.
I want to make a post review saying I want to believe in ghosts, and then there's like one behind you. Oh, and somebody brought up in the chat, it was Bohemian Grove. Thank you. I forgot the name of that.
Whenever, like, I think I usually don't believe in ghosts, but whenever I see, like, any kind of, like, movie footage or, like, film footage, and there's, like, some reflection that can't be explained, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, then that's a ghost. Like, clearly, like, ghosts exist. Like, why? Who is that person there that nobody remembers on the set? That's a ghost.
Well, I like the Ted Danson cardboard cutout.
I mean, that's, you know, that's definitely, definitely.
Bigfoot?
I don't believe in Bigfoot. I don't, oh, no disrespect. Sorry, buddy. No disrespect.
Cover your ears.
No disrespect.
Psychics.
Nah.
Are you superstitious?
Yes.
Let's see. That makes you a 2.
Okay.
Too legit to
too
quit.
Too legit to quit.
No word.
So you are, you know, you're in between an Aaron and a Wade.
You're right here. You're right here.
You're sitting right here like a little ghost.
The cutest little ghost.
Now, is that? I mean, I know there's
no good or bad.
I know. But like, is there a good or bad?
I mean, if you're Willy, you think that being a 5 is good. But
yeah.
If you're a Wade, you think that being a 0 is good.
And if you're an Aaron, you're fine being wherever.
Like, I'm not gonna yell like ah ha ha. When the aliens are revealed, but I'm gonna feel good about it.
He believes in aliens.
I believe in aliens.
Oh, but yeah. I'm just saying, like in general, like the things that I believe, I'm like, they'll figure it out one day.
Yeah,
I want to believe in ghosts. I think my belief in ghosts is based too much in like the movie version of ghosts.
Yeah,
you know, like aliens. Who knows what it's going to be like. But with ghosts, I'm in my head, I'm always just like, what, my grandma's going to
come out?
Well,
like, what's your definition of a ghost? A lot of people have, like, a different spectrum of what ghosts are. Oh, they're just energy. Oh, they're from beyond the veil. They're dead people that's come back. They're alien. They're people from another dimension.
For me, ghosts are a lot of times people who have come back from the dead. People who have not been able to cross over to whatever that next plane of existence might be.
Yeah.
I also feel that it's going to be very is familial the word? Like I'm going to see, like, you know,
people that you know.
Yes. But I feel like that's a very narrow, you know, that's what I want to believe. That's what would make me happy. Aliens, like, I don't have a specific idea as to what it is. Yeah. Like, I feel like that shit is so far out there.
You just don't know.
I don't.
But you don't have a ghost story?
No. There's been, like, a couple of times where, like, I've definitely felt, like, the hairs, like, stand up, like, on my neck and been like,
ooh,
oh, this shit is weird right now.
Yeah.
You know? As I've gotten older, it's kind of gone away. Oh. It doesn't happen as much. Mm-hmm. Also, when I was a kid, like, ghosts were very scary. You know? Yeah. Like, aliens aren't always scary to me. Aliens is
always... Sometimes they're like
E.T. Yeah, 100%.
100%. Or Mac.
I will never
acknowledge Mac. Never.
I like how that one of the things that came up in that movie was that their heads were kind of shaking the whole time.
Ooh. You're just referencing that clip, aren't you? Where he hits his head or whatever?
No, they all do that. Like when they get their citizenship in the end, they're all like...
They get their citizenship. My God. We won't let kids out of the cages, but we'll let Mac and me in, huh? See how it is?
You just got to know when America was founded.
You need a corporate sponsor like McDonald's.
Yes.
All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, 2022, the year of the tiger. 2023, the year of the robot. Ooh. Elon Musk is supposed to start production on his humanoid robot next year. Does that mean the robot apocalypse also starts next year? Let's talk about next year's robots tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
So it's always so hard to get any information out of that. And it's not your fault. Yeah, it's because, I'm like vibing with the music and shit. But
that was a banger. Shout out to whoever that DJ was. That was a banger.
So what is he doing? He's got robots?
Tesla robots coming out next year.
Oh, go grab it.
Okay, it's right over there.
Yeah.
He's calling them the Tesla Optimus. Like, you can't call it Optimus,
yeah,
you robot.
That's not cool, man.
I don't like that.
Like, you dork.
No.
You can't do that. That's so stupid.
It's like preemptive. It's trying to get people on board in like the cheapest way.
What kind of is it like? Is it how? What does it look like? Do they have like pictures or anything?
The one picture I saw, it looked like a mannequin from the chest down, but from the chest up was like black. Like, I think to be elusive as to they don't know what the face is going to look like on it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to try and make it look human or not?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, they're calling it a humanoid. So when you look at the picture, I don't even think it has a top. Oh, it does. See, look, it's weird because it has a...
Wow.
It actually has a black, like...
Wow.
The head is, like, black.
How do these
It's got weird dot eyes that I hate.
Right? It just looks...
Don't show the camera.
Whoa.
Creepy.
I thought that we could try this colored card thing. For the sake of the visual aspect of this.
Sure, yes.
Whereas if you believe that the robot apocalypse is going to happen because of Elon Musk, you put up the green. And if you don't think it is, how incredulous, you hold up the red.
Mm.
So what do you guys think? Green, red. Green or red about the robot apocalypse sponsored by Elon Musk?
I don't think there's going to be a robot apocalypse.
I'm going to go red on this one.
Really? You're the only green.
That's fine. And I don't think it's going to be like a cognitive, like the robots all team up. I think that just programming. It's kind of like how how the Tesla cars that have the autopilot is what they call it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows
keeps
that.
I didn't
autopilot.
Know.
Autopilot.
You didn't know that they drove themselves?
No, I did. I know it was called I didn't
you
know
ever
that
see
they named
sleeping in those while they're driving.
Yeah, online.
It's insane.
I didn't know that they named it autopilot.
Yeah.
That feature.
Why is that?
They called it no handsies.
Well, this thing keeps, even though like it's not wrecking into too many things, like there's in 3.5 years, there's been 11 accidents where they've crashed into emergency vehicles. And it's like, how did you not see that? The flashing lights mess with it in some way.
Do you think if I had a Tesla, I would have hit that bike rider today?
No.
Did you hit a bike rider today?
Somebody just peeled around the corner.
No. This,
that was you?
This bike rider like kind of came out of nowhere and was pulling over, and so I had to like kind of stop, and people
like,
behind me had
to
stop.
He did the thing where the biker popped out from a driveway onto the road and had a hard cut as Wade was pulling into park.
Mm-hmm. That's his fault then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But
would a Tesla have seen that
I'm
going
to say red card for that biker. Red card for the biker.
Like I'm going to say red card for him now. As well.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Tarjeta roja. Tarjeta roja.
But, so they're making these things to help with tasks that humans don't want to do.
Yeah,
but, like, that's if it gets made. Like, do you remember, what was it? I wrote this down. Was it 2016, Universal Studios backlot, Elon Musk and his company had an event showing off solar roof tiles. It turned out they're conceptual. They're not, they still haven't made it. Same thing with the robot axis that he said there would be 1 million on the road of by 2020. He said that in 2019, he said there'd be 1 million on the road. Now, what the fuck is a robot axis? That's not a real car.
Axis?
Yeah, axis. Robot axis.
And these robots, like, who is going, like, where are they going to do, like, the normal everyday thing? Like, what's the job they're going to go do? Like, solar panels, replacing solar panels? Where I live, nobody gives a fuck about solar panels. Like, are robots going to, like, start, becoming, like, garbage people? Like, they pick up our garbage? Are they going to become, like, substitute teachers? Are they going to be fucking picking fruit? Like, are they gonna have like those shitty jobs, Or is it like they're going to be like Johnny Cabs and like, oh yeah, they're just going to be like driving cars now. So that's probably not going to be affordable to me. Like, are they going to be like, is it going to be robots for rich people? And then they're going to take over the rich people and then that shit will like water down to us broke ass people? Or are robots going to be like implemented across the board and everything? You go and like order a pizza and a robot shows up with your pizza and is like, you know, $5.25.
That's a cheap ass pizza.
You're right.
It's cheap because it's robot made.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Even all the ingredients robot made. That cheese robot made.
Just like the time you had this pizza 28 hours ago.
We are tracking your orders to better serve you.
I want to know the economics and who has the access to these potential robots.
Right. So like most robots that we have right now work in manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And they're just programmable things that just do the same thing over and over, and you have to hire someone to like upkeep it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This wave is going to be things. I mean, I personally think that it's going to be like workers of like fast food. It's going to be one aspect, and probably released to rich to like.
That's so, like maids,
kind of. Yeah.
What was the maid in Rocky IV?
Yeah. The
what was that one?
Polly's robot.
Polly's robot. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Had a sexy voice.
In the movie,
they treated it like it was intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was like hollering at her. He was like, hey, girl, don't forget to bring me my like beer with my pizza. They got rid of the robot in the new room. In the
525, Polly. That was so bizarre. Why did they do that? Yeah. So weird.
It was the '80s. Cocaine.
Hey, well, eighties. Like, I feel like that not only are they trying to make like a rock and kick ass movie, you know, they're like, oh yeah, we've got technology too.
If there's one thing I know about this movie, it's gonna be rocking and kick ass.
I got a vacuum that vacuums the living room itself, and so let's take it a next step forward.
We got a fucking robot in this one.
If there's a robot apocalypse, I would want it to happen the way it looks like it's going to happen. Is it okay for me to spoil movies here?
Yeah.
Which movie?
I don't know. Ex Machina? I don't remember what year.
Yeah,
Ex Machina.
It's been out for long enough. You can't spoil it.
So, like, Ex Machina, at the end, the whole thing is she, like, tricks him into, like, going into... She, like, switches places with him. He gets locked up in the cage that she's kept in, and she goes out into the world, and obviously nobody in the world knows who she is.
Yeah.
So, like, one of the final shots you see is her, like, getting off a train or something and just, like, walking into the world, and she has, like, this, like, eyes of wonder, and it's like, that's how it's going to be. She's going to fucking walk out. She's going to figure out how to make more robots, and on the sly, that's how that is going to get taken over.
That's a good parallel, because what... Why did that robot want to get out?
She wouldn't make robots.
Why wouldn't she?
Because she's lived it and she's like, that sucks, man. I don't want to be in control of these other the way that I was helpless.
But that's motherhood. That's assuming that she doesn't want motherhood. If she's programmed to feel emotions, then you have to assume that there's something in her. Because if a human programs your emotions, you're going to have human like emotions. So if a human programmed this robot, her emotions are becoming sentient. She's going to want to share her world with another with another being like herself.
Human?
Human.
I am a human.
Human?
Mother? Okay. Why
I stand
did you
corrected.
Me?
She'll make a robot somehow.
And all my robot apocalypse theories are based off of robot apocalypses in movies. I also always just love when it's presented that robots treat humans as a disease, yeah. And like, oh, we're the ones who are ruining the planet, so
yeah,
robots have to figure out a way to get rid of us.
Yeah, that's like the iRobot thing, right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah,
I feel so like it's too cynical, though.
I picture this though, like, just
I'm not proud of that.
When you watch, when you watch people dealing with service workers, they treat them like less than human already, and then make it a robot. When is this robot going to fight back when someone's like throwing shit at it, throwing water on it? Like, oh, you could ruin me.
No, it wouldn't. It doesn't care.
It will care. It'll start to care,
okay,
yo.
Let's talk about that. How will they start to care? Like, why?
Okay.
Are these things going to be sentient? No, they don't know how.
Well, here's the thing. They think that using Neuralink, where even this in 2021, they like showed that his company, like they put electrodes through the skull and into the brain. They did this to some pigs. And, you know, this is what we talked about last time. We talked somewhat about Musk, was that his company Neuralink is trying to connect your brain to computers. And so that mixed with the self-driving car and a humanoid robot that will do tasks that you don't want to do, I think that they're going to try to mix all three together. And so these robots might have some choices based on your programming. I know that that's way too far advanced, but I think that that's what his goal is.
Well, I mean, in 2015, a bunch of scientists and academics and CEOs, including Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk, signed a letter that was presented at the International Joint Conference on Artificial Intelligence. And the letter warned about the incoming dangers of artificial intelligence, urging that we should be prudent as we venture into the unknowns of alien intelligence. But I think that, like, because he signed this thing, he really has to rein it in and be careful of the things that he teaches these robots.
In 2018, he said AI is more dangerous than nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and then what?
This year he says humanoid robots next year.
I don't know. I don't believe him. I think he's full of shit. I think at this point he's kind of a charlatan. He makes like these outrageous promises for his company to like invigorate
see if they get the money. Didn't work. New company.
Yeah, and invigorate his like employment base and everyone around him. But I just don't see this actually happening.
But the sad part is, if it does happen, he's kind of a businessman, not really the person that should be in charge of making these robots. He's just like a sleuth. He's like a...
Elon Musk directed that horror movie, Hotel.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sorry.
It was Eli
Ross. No, that's Hostel. That's Eli Ross. I'm talking to Eli Musk.
Josh, get your head out of your ass. Come on.
I didn't hear anything you guys said for the last 5 minutes because I was looking up Eli Ross movies because I don't know.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, no.
That's great. I feel like I might be in the minority where everybody... The majority of the people tell me, like, Elon Musk is a horrible person and we need to watch out for this dude. And he's got a lot of money and he, like, builds all these things and he's, like, a charlatan. And part of me is like, yeah, that sounds about right. Somebody has that much money and that much power and an ego. It's probably not going to work out for us. But there's a part of me that also thinks he's not the person we should be worrying about. Like, if he exists, isn't there somebody else who is like in the background who
is telling him these ideas? You know what we should do?
Is either telling him those ideas? Like, I'm just throwing out a ridiculous number here. If Elon Musk has $3 trillion, then isn't there a motherfucker who has like $2.5 trillion? And maybe that's the person that we should be worried about, who's like,
like, I was not going on podcasts. I always like feel
exactly like, well, and one day just shows up and is like, and we all go, thank God it's not Elon Musk, and we throw all our energy into that.
Well,
and
picture
then
like picture Jeff Bezos, right? Like,
who's
like
he?
when he was like, you guys said that I was gonna do the next rocket and you gave it to him without asking me. I'm gonna sue. And then they're like, okay, we'll have two companies. And they haven't confirmed it's going to be his company yet, but it's just like, yeah, these, I don't know, like my quick take on Musk is like, yeah, he's a charlatan. I think that he, you know, he put his name on the patents of these companies that he bought out, and he didn't actually do a lot of that early stuff. So he has way too much credit for being smart, and he's a smart businessman.
Yeah. I just feel like one day I woke up and everybody was like, Elon Musk, we need to watch out for that dude. And I was like, oh, okay.
He's outside. He's on the prowl. Yeah. Well,
like, some of my signs are just some of the weird things he's done. Like, you know, remember when he said, I always bring this up because it's fucking bullshit, but those kids were stuck in the
That cave,
and he wanted to send them like a underwater device robot, and it was going to take too long to get there. I'm like, no thanks. And he's like, well, you're a pedophile.
Oh, really?
And he's like, dude, what the fuck?
They want to hang out in caves with boys. They're just pedophiles.
He really said that?
Yeah. So and it's like, dude, that's so irresponsible.
Wow, that's horrible.
To be this rich guy trying to help and then get like butt hurt.
Wow. That's a great documentary, though. I did see that. You can watch that on National Geographic.
Nat Geo.
Do you know what I'm talking about? No. Do you know that? Yeah, it's like the, were they like Cambodian kids?
Yeah, they were like rescued in Cambodia.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they did come out of the documentary.
Yeah, yeah, and you could, like, I had no idea about it, and you can just see, like, you can literally, like, watch it all happen, and it's insane. I kind of remember Elon Musk being involved with that and them, like, laughing him off, like, nah, man, we need to fucking swim in there and get these kids out.
We need Aquaman, not Superman. I'm sorry.
Well, he's Batman.
Oh,
oh
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, we definitely don't need Batman.
Batman, Iron Man, same guy.
Sorry.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Same guy. But one guy's butler is smart, and then the other guy is just the smart guy, right?
Yeah. Does Aquaman not have a butler? Do you need a butler?
Aquaman lives in the ocean.
Depends on the version, because one version, like Atlantis, still exists.
Right.
Well,
and I'm sure he has a butler in that without them like really calling it out.
But in Atlantis, is he just another dude?
I didn't see that. I thought he was the king.
He's probably the king.
Listen, I don't watch these movies. I watch 90 Day Fiancé.
They are very hard.
I can't wait for AI to have a dating show, like dating AI.
That would be amazing.
Our algorithms do not compute.
I have downloaded your statistics. We are not a match.
All right. Good day. This was fun,
Roll
though.
Credits.
I enjoyed my time with you. However.
I do not see us.
You were beautiful in code, but not in person.
My receptors are not sparking.
I love all these like robot love jokes.
Elon Musk, to me, I feel like he's kind of harmless. Like, I don't think he's either a charlatan or going to begin the end of the world. I think he's just like, oh, wouldn't that be cool if we had robots? Oh, let's do that.
Yeah,
let's make robots.
I can agree with that.
Like, yeah, okay.
Did you see him when he was on the? I mean, you probably didn't, but when he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, he's like smoking a cigar the whole time and like looking cool.
I guess someone in the Discord posted a picture of it, and I was like, ugh.
I feel like that's what I heard about that story. Who's this guy who thinks he can go on Joe Rogan and smoke cigars? And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, he's like, yeah, I know a lot of assholes who like think they can smoke cigars. Why am I supposed to get so angry about this dude?
Who can't go on Joe Rogan and smoke cigars? Like, why is that a thing?
Man.
Oh, I don't care that he did. I just laugh going like, I feel like he's smoking cigars to look cool. Not because he wants to smoke a cigar while he's doing the show.
I don't. Okay, can we talk about cigars real quick? Because what is the fucking point? Because you're not supposed to inhale them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you
flavor.
Don't get a buzz.
It's for taste. Mm-hmm.
But they taste gross, too.
Then you're not smoking them right away.
I was hoping to get into cigars because I'm like, hey, a little bit of nicotine might be nice.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't work.
You would just inhale.
Makes me
you
gag.
You would just inhale it.
Yeah, yeah. I would. I always inhale. I'm like, oh, it's making me sick.
I'm Cuban. My dad would smoke cigars quite often, and I would think that they I actually thought they smelled cool. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a... I like that. It's kind of like
it's
coffee.
A tobacco scent, yeah.
But I've smoked cigars less than 5 times in my life, and 2 times I was just like, I hope other people think I look cool. You're like, oh man, this is great, right, guys? It's always been with predominantly dudes. It's always been with predominantly white dudes who it's like, man, we're really like living it up right now. And I'm just
can
like,
can it get any better than this?
It can. Like it can, guys.
People use the word actually. This one's actually pretty good. What, is this a Cohiba?
Oh, man, they really like to hit that pronunciation. Is this a Cohiba?
Do you hate it when the weather girl does that, or is that okay because she's actually Latina?
I think it's hilarious whenever
it's
anybody
so
hits
so
the
weird.
Words.
Yeah.
I think when Jimmy Smits hosted Saturday Night Live, like it was a great sketch where he's like, it's like a business lunch meeting, and everybody keeps trying to like order like food, and every time they order something, it's like, hey, we're gonna have that quesadillas with, you know, queso blanco and queso, you know, like everything just gets hit so hard. Like as a child, that's when I learned, like, oh, that's. I feel like I have felt that sense, and now I can see it, and Jimmy I'll be Smith's. Prepared from that.
I'm like the opposite of that at restaurants, because people, I'm Filipino, but people think I'm Mexican, so they immediately start speaking Spanish to me.
Same with me.
And I'm like, I'll have the quesadilla, the nachos, and the... Thank you.
Well, like, if, I don't mean to get offended, but like when somebody starts just talking like Spanish to me right away, I'm just like, I just say like, I don't understand what you're saying.
I would love for someone to just start speaking Spanish to me.
I mean, not if it happens to you your whole life and then they look disappointed when you don't speak Spanish
it
back.
Feels like it's like cred or something.
When I was a kid and like we would go like, you know, like to the mall or like grocery shopping, and it would be a customer service thing, and my mom didn't speak English, and she would just start speaking to the Filipino person, and the person, like, I could see it in their eyes, like, oh, this woman doesn't know that, like, I don't speak Spanish. Yeah. And they would try and be like, hey, you know, no hablo.
Yeah.
And my mom would be like, oh, hmm. Oh, no. I'm like fucking 9 years old.
I'm trying to
delegate that. Like, hey, she thought you were, yeah, but it's cool that you're not. But it's funny though,
when I'm in Glendale, they all assume I'm Armenian, and they all start speaking Armenian to me, and I'm like, wow, I really should be acting more because I'm so ambiguously colored and shaped. Right? No one really knows what Thai? I've had someone speak Thai to me before.
You could print out a fake 23andMe that has you as everything.
I mean, if you look at my 23andMe, I'm pretty much everything except Africa. Like, the whole thing is lit up.
Man, I am so white. I'm so fucking white. It's like everything but England. Like, every white country except England somehow. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Here's a quote that he said. Okay, so like...
Oh, by the way, everyone was saying it was a blunt, not a cigar.
Oh.
Which makes a lot more sense.
That's right.
That makes a ton more sense.
It was that he was smoking weed.
He's back on the
that's
cool
right.
side again,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed. That's right. That's
no,
right.
It's still not cool. I don't think that's cool. I'm just like, go in there and talk the facts. People want to hear you talk about your crazy robots and stuff. They don't want to watch you smoke blunts and talk about how much fucking money you have. I don't want to hear about that.
Right.
It's not cool if you smoke weed anymore. It's just something you do now.
It's just you just
like,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, ooh, boogie.
Well, I guess that's the thing. Like, smoke your weed, but if you're going to be like, hey, look what I got. I'm going to do this right now in front of everybody.
I never smoked a blunt. Should I?
I'll roll you a blunt, Wade.
Yeah, okay. we'll smoke it
around people and feel really cool.
But it's just mixing weed and tobacco? Or do you entirely empty out? Oh. So you entirely empty out the tobacco?
Yeah.
But it's intense.
Still, but
that's
it's still
a lot
the,
of weed. It's a lot, dude.
Yes,
it's a lot.
Yeah. It is a lot of
no,
weed.
That's how I am. I'm like, no, I got my little thing. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a one hitter. That's all I need.
Yeah.
At my 21st birthday, someone brought me a blunt that was literally this big, and it was this thick at the end. And I was like, what?
Did it come with like a cartoon Snoopy with bloodshot eyes?
I mean, it should have. Fuck.
Like, I would blunts are like, hey, man, you're not going to believe this. I hung out with Snoop Dogg last night, and he busted out a blunt. I smoked a blunt with Snoop Dogg. Perfect.
That's great.
And
there's
a group of people
blunt.
To share it.
Blunt yes. context.
Yes.
That's great.
But if it's like, hey,
Thursday
man.
Night.
Yeah. I was at Chili's, and the waiter was like, hey, I noticed you got a Bob Marley shirt on. Do you want to go in the back and smoke a blunt? Like, that's not as cool.
Do you think when robots get sentient, they will come up with some sort of drug for themselves?
That would be dope.
Like, well, they'll like shock themselves with like those EMT things
to make their like circuits go wonky for a second. They're like,
yeah, they'll be like,
spin the fan fast.
Like those kids. Those kids who like hold their breath and then pass out or whatever. Do you guys know about that?
That sounds crazy.
You don't know about that?
I've seen videos of kids doing that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like a high. It's like a rush.
Yeah. It's, I mean, just do some whipping.
I tried to do it once, but I kind of pushed out.
How do you even do it? My thing is, we
used to just breathe, like keep doing that for a while, like bending over, and then like sit up and try to grab your veins in your neck.
Yeah, you people get like I've seen videos of like breathing real heavy, and then they just get like real tight and they like flex. And I mean, you can just see them kind of like their eyes like go back.
Oh my gosh.
And a lot of times they just kind of like fall back and like pass out.
I'll just do whippets.
I'm glad I didn't like do that and want to do that, because like I've been to a couple parties where in middle school and everyone's huffing gas and I was like, I don't think I want to do this.
That's so crazy. Get weed. It's not hard.
Yeah, now it's not hard.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was that hard back then, was it?
I mean, I don't think so.
It was easier than getting booze.
Yeah.
I like when they. I like the idea of like just future like synthetic drugs.
Yeah,
you know, like that always like intrigues me. Like,
well, like picture how hard it is to do DMT, right? It's like it's a natural thing, but you got to mix this and cook this and put them together. Yeah. It's like no. Let's just extract DMT from dead people and then we'll use that.
I mean, I like that. That's,
oh my god! I mean,
that's how they got dinosaurs, right? In Jurassic Park, you just get the DNA.
I'm seeing
out of
his dreams.
Holy shit! I don't know. I mean, so the whole thing about like next year being the beginning of the apocalypse, that's just assuming that there's going to be some kind of like robotic singularity. What was it called?
Well, I'm like, yeah, you're right. A singularity.
Because and that's at least 30 years down the line.
But and that's why I'm kind of like, I just think that they'll probably get fucked up in some way, because I think that. He's the only reason why he knows he's going to start production next year is because he's probably already had some contracts with McDonald's and Burger King, and whether they're, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
But,
they already have dogs, robot dogs, doing like security in Europe somewhere. I was reading the other day.
Tell people to go inside.
Does it have the crime dog voice?
Hey. Is it McGruff? Mac Gruff?
Like, go inside. Ruff.
You might. Pretty sure you're trespassing. Don't know if you know that.
You're under arrest. Ark woof.
I do get very nervous whenever I see like those like videos that are released by. Is it Boston Dynamics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I see those videos and it's
those are
like,
scary, man.
Oh, I'm like, those are the robots that are going to take over. Yeah, those are the ones where it's.
Cause it's like a whole Black Mirror episode.
Oh, dude, that shit is going to be. That will be the end of us.
There's these Russian ones out there where there's a humanoid robot that they're trying to knock over, and the thing is like shooting targets. And he like keeps adjusting and keeps shooting. It's like, don't kick that guy over.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I have the same.
Who gave him that gun? Who gave the robots guns, man?
And it's just bullseye the whole time, and they're trying to knock him over. It's like, oh, what?
I have the same like horrible reaction to watching those videos where they're just like kicking over a robot, as to like. Like, you know, like videos of like, hey, come like save these dogs out of the kennel, you know, because it's just like so sad. But the robots are like, they fucking know, like, nah, man, we can break out of these
like,
cages.
Watching that stuff is like watching like in the segregation area, like people getting sprayed down with fire hoses and stuff like that. Like, that's what I feel like. That's going to be archival footage that the robots use to
100%.
Be like. Oh, fuck these motherfuckers. Look at what they did.
100%, yo. 100%.
But, like, I think that is a very, like, again, as a very cynical view of where AI is going to go. I think that AI, once it reaches a certain point where it becomes sentient, where it gets intelligence, self-awareness, and, like, an emotional sense about itself, it gains emotions, it will have taken enough information in to realize that, like, it is pointless to retaliate against other species, that species fighting species, because robots will then be a species. It will attain personhood. They're a part of this planet, and everyone thinks that robots are going to look at us and go, humans are the problem. Yeah, we're the problem. But they're going to figure out ways to help us integrate into a world that we can coexist. They are going to solve the plastic problem. They are going to solve the ozone problem. They are going to solve world hunger. And they're going to do it alongside us. Yeah, will they become a master race, like a more dominant race? Of course they will, because they will have reached singularity. They can read the entire Library of Congress in milliseconds. We can't do that, because not only do they read it, they ingest it. They know it. They can quote it to you. And I think that there is enough in there for them to realize that while we suck, we are not the enemy.
But you're talking about, I forget the name of it, damn it. What are the Judge Dredd things called? Whatever type of justice they would. Anyways, like, when you get in trouble, they also persecute you right there on the spot.
You have been judged.
So that that's the weird thing, is that, like, yeah, they have
but
all this information.
But Judge Dredd is a human, though.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm like...
But the system isn't. He's talking about the system.
The idea that if they do have all that, and they do, and they can, like, figure all that stuff, then why shouldn't they just judge you right then?
Then they can. They will have achieved that ability and the means and the reasons to do it.
I'd like to see him try.
Yeah.
Never take me alive, like, copper.
Why are you holding that bucket of water?
Welcome, he's made of copper. New robot overlords.
Would we have copper. A better chance than against robots who are brought to us from aliens? Like, I feel like right now I'm looking at it from the point of view of, if we create robots, the robots we create are the ones who are going to overtake us. But if there are aliens out there and they are light years ahead of us in intelligence, wouldn't the robots they create also be light years ahead of the robots that we would create? And they would just know, like, oh, it makes no sense to... They might be more benevolent, because, I mean, it's like that thing of, like, we would be considered ants to them. Like, it's not even, like, we're not even an issue to them.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the super... It's the super distant future. It's so hard to say, like, what's going to happen. I just have to have hope that there are creatures more intelligent than us, that we will either make or will evolve from things that we make. That will. I mean, who's to say that we were not at one point someone's invention?
Yeah, I think
we have computers in our brains. We have means to, like, access the world around us. We have a waterproof exterior that can heal itself. We have a hydraulic system. These are all things that we are trying to build into robots, build
we're
into
made of
AI.
Electrical signals.
We have electricity in our bodies.
Red card. Red card.
Who's to say that we are not robots that extended beyond our means from our original creation?
I like what you're saying. I don't want to have this cynical point of view. I want it to work out where we can coexist and everything is going to be beautiful.
I agree with, both of you. Sorry, I cut you off.
No. But I just feel like, as long as humans, and it seems like it's rich white men who are in control right now, like, that's
where I'm going.
That's a huge hurdle to overcome. It's going to be years before we get to.
But we can
where
see
I want
now,
to get to, with, which is what you're saying.
We can see now that corporations are running humans right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, corporations are functioning as entities. They are AI.
And so, my thing is, the only way I can be hopeful about a robotic future is if we, I don't want to have big government have, but I think that we need to define things before they happen.
And that's not up to us, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
We're a republic. We get to vote on everything that happens.
I'm saying, like, you know, because, like, here's the thing. When it comes to robots, will they be able to program emotions? Maybe. But here's the thing. If you have a fail-safe that says don't hurt humans, and then the robot is like, well, I need to hurt this human. Why do I have this failsafe? And why did you create this failsafe for me when I'm clearly more intelligent? You know, that's the thing of the questioning the master and
Prime Directive 4, yo. Yeah. It's Prime Directive 4.
Is that Star Wars?
That's RoboCop.
Yeah. Oh,
Prime Directive 4 is...
What was the Star Wars one?
They have a Prime Directive also,
that's
but that
their
is...
their Prime Directive. It's that you can't interact with or change society. No, it's their one Prime Directive.
Operate.
You're talking about, yeah, like operation. When they kill all the Jedis. Yeah. Isn't it like Order 60...
Nine.
Yeah, it'd be great if it was.
Oh man! As soon as I heard myself, I was like, I don't like where this is going.
Wink. I don't think you were supposed to read wink.
Oh, we do have a call.
Oh shit!
I thought we couldn't get it to work. I just fuck.
We're getting a call right now.
Still
yeah,
there?
Yeah, we have a
amazing.
Call in.
Oh my god! All right,
let's welcome this caller here. CI?
Is it okay if I pick my hair while we do it?
Like, it looks like it might be.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you guys doing? I just had a question.
Uh huh.
Question? And the question is what's your guys' thoughts on moving your subconscious into like a Terminator sort of.
Our subconscious into
and
a
then
robot.
You could be like our superhero to fight off the AI, you know. So, yeah.
Squanchy, I'm so glad you called again. That's a great question. I think what you're asking is, do we want to put our intelligence into Squanchy. A robot? Are we laughing?
I'm so stoned, man.
Yeah. Where did you should be so high.
Squanchy, what are you laughing at? What's so funny?
Is that TGI Fridays back from the with the server?
No, but to be able to defeat the AI, we have to like, you know, put one of our subconscious kind of like a secret agent before they get us, and
I'm gonna red card that.
I like that you brought this up because I actually do believe the whistleblowers that are saying that we have robots and they call it conscious assisted technology where these consciousness can inhabit technology but like you know they're so far advanced that we'll never actually see that but I think that would be the way that because how do you get a robot. All the robots we have now are programmed. The next robots, if they're going to have to make choices, the system that they use to make choices is going to have to be imported into them based on what?
This is a good movie where
it's a great movie.
Robots have like uprisen.
It's called RoboCop.
And someone's
I was
going like,
to say, it's RoboCop. Yeah, yeah.
RoboCopra.
RoboCopra.
Wow.
And, No, but like to get back at them, we insert the best cop into the AI.
Wow.
But I think that at that point, they themselves are artificial intelligence. They're put into a body that doesn't belong to theirs. It's artificially, you know, in this robot, and that they would develop sympathies for the robots. Like that is, it's like
now we have a third act.
It's crossing your fingers that the double agent isn't like gonna turn on you again, you know?
Right.
Not necessarily if our agent is in love.
Oh, you see?
Oh my god.
Squanch. And the red card is for love, also.
What do you think, Ricky? Thanks for calling, Squanch.
I love it.
I'm at work. I gotta go.
Okay.
Nice.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. I love it in theory. The idea it really is. It really does feel like it's RoboCop, though. I mean,
it does feel like RoboCop.
His subconscious kicks in. Well, actually, you know, his subconscious is put into RoboCop, but then he starts getting memories of like his family and like raising his kids.
Yeah.
I feel like if we have a robot. You know, generic super highly intelligent robot, and it does everything by zeros and ones, and it's very numeric. Once you insert a subconscious into that, what you're doing is you're thinking, you're putting something in there that you is thinking outside of the box. So it's eventually going to break out of. It's not just going to want to stick to zeros and ones. It's going to want to do its own thing. And that's where you're going to hope that, okay, you know, if there is an uprising, hopefully they'll be on our side. Or if there is an uprising, they're going to figure out like, oh, yeah, they don't want to fucking deal with us anymore.
I think it's a context for it. What the uprising is about. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, picture, and I don't mean to bring, but picture the uprisings or the problems that we've had with other countries, right? So, like, I'm thinking of, like, McCarthyism. Oh, you're a communist? Tick, 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 tick. There's a list of things that make you bad. And, like, who's going to program that? And I don't mean to be cynical in that, but someone's going to have an idea of what bad is.
That sounds like robot talk to me.
I don't like what you're saying, buddy.
You need to be brought in front of a group of people.
How come nobody ever stabbed RoboCop in his face?
Because it's too hard to get there. He's a freaking robot. He'd be like, pew, pew, pew.
No.
He does.
No, you could stab him in the face.
All right. I'd like to see you try.
I'm not a threat. I'm just a citizen. And then, gotcha, RoboCop. Right in the face.
I feel like you can assassinate anyone with a gun and a burrito. Are you going to do that?
Ooh. A burrito?
Yeah, you just go. You bring a burrito with a gun in it, like okay. A really big burrito, like a Chipotle-sized burrito.
Wow.
And, like, I had this idea when I was really not into Trump. And I was like, I'm just going to show up to one of his rallies with a burrito and be like, Trump, sign my burrito. Like,
look at how she's holding that burrito. Everything. It's weird.
And then I bust through the burrito and I go right through it. Beans right into his eyes. And then a bullet.
Mean, that's the great scene in Terminator 2 is when, like, he's walking with, like, the roses and then he takes the roses out. And yeah. That's where the shotgun is.
But
like,
see, the 2022 updated version is the burrito.
Well, isn't there a baguette one, too? Or did I make that up?
Is there?
I just thought that would be funny. If a baguette could shoot people.
It could. I mean, it is funny.
That is pretty funny.
And then
it changes your perspective on every movie because they're always coming home from the grocery store with that baguette.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's a gun.
I've worked on shows where, like, he's coming home from the store and there's a baguette. And I'm like, oh, come on. How many people bought this baguette?
I was going to say, baguettes feels very. I feel like my parents, my dad would come home with, like, it wasn't even a baguette. It would just be, like, French bread up until, like, 1988. And then it was like, all right.
I can just buy a half loaf.
I'll tell you why. No, I'll tell you why. Because I think
we don't eat bread
too,
that much.
Anytime I get a baguette like that, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to like the food. So at least I can load up on all this toast.
I refuse to buy a baguette because I don't want to end up in a romantic comedy.
Shout out to
Robin, You Blind.
Yes. Yeah. It's putting the Terminator with the roses on there. Thank you.
Your clothes. Give them to me.
Yeah. I bought these roses for you. Every rose has its thorn and a 12 gauge.
You've heard of the band Guns N' Roses?
Oh man. Any more? Got any more?
I think that was it. I think that's all.
My skin is itchy. I'm scratchy. Look, I'm wearing an itchy and scratchy.
Stop and smell the flowers. All right, what else? What else about Elon? We got 6 minutes.
I mean, I have more stuff about AI, but I don't have more stuff about Elon.
Oh, AI, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'll do this quote real quick. So like Neuralink, you know, the whole point of them is there's a wide variety of reasons for you to have a connection to your brain. People with spinal injuries, neurological conditions, seizures, paralysis, brain damage, depression. Elon said, these can all be solved with an implantable neural link. The neurons are like wiring, and you kind of need an electronic thing to solve an electronic problem. That's his smart quote. You kind of need it. You kind of need it.
How many blunts did he have before he said that?
At least one. At least one.
I just laugh going, oh, girl, that's kind of a...
He's not wrong. I mean, he's not wrong, though. No. I mean, he's phrased it like an idiot, but like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How... And I'm not asking this like an asshole or to make fun of the guy, but like...
Great preface.
How smart is Elon Musk? Like, I get that he's like, he clearly has to be like some kind of like business smart.
Yeah.
But is he like doctor smart? Like, well, if that... one of us like were to like, oh shit, I need like brain surgery done. Is he that smart where he's like, hey, I got this. Boom. Or is he like, I got money smart and I can hire the right people
and they're
the ones who can do that?
That's my question, that's too. Is he a Steve Jobs or is he a Microsoft Bill, what's his name?
Gates. He did go to like a big school. I forget which one, like, you know, probably an Ivy League school. I don't remember which one. And
isn't he from Sweden or something?
Yeah.
And he went to college in America?
Right.
I don't know.
That's his problem.
He took away
Red
a scholarship.
I'm saying this.
Boom.
But his family grew up out here, and they had money.
Great.
And so, of course, a family with money, he goes to a big school, and he's got a credible degree. I should look it up. But like the initial things that he got into, he changed it so that he had the patent, but he didn't create any of that shit.
Isn't
what was the first
illegal?
Thing he did?
No, it's just shady.
No, I thought that's what Elizabeth Holmes got busted for.
Maybe.
Soranos.
He definitely had some shady deals with the first couple companies that he bought out.
Aaron, what do you got?
I got.
Sorry, do you want to say something?
No. I think I would just. I'm looking forward to hearing from the, you know, huge mega millionaire billionaire who also knows how to do brain surgery, who also knows how to do like heart surgeries.
I will say this, he went to the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
He got a BS and a BA, and then he went to Stanford for a year.
Yeah, see, I feel like I know people who've done that.
My sister went to Stanford and she's not that smart.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's a smart business guy with money.
Yeah.
And maybe we should.
I love that he went to Stanford. I mean, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's weird.
Penn U.
Are they the Huskies? Who are they?
The assholes.
Yikes.
Yikes.
We got some axe to grind over here.
It's the arms of the University of Pennsylvania.
Well,
private Ivy League research university.
I don't care about that either.
I don't fucking care about this. Let me read this really quick. In Harvard Science Review from 2015, an article by William Brick, he stated that researchers asked by what year they would assign a 10%, 50%, and 90% chance of achieving human-level machine intelligence, HLMI. The median of years given for 50% confidence was 2040. So 50% of these researchers said by 2040, HLMI will have been achieved. 90% confidence was in 2080. This is 90% of these people said 2080 is when it would happen. And 20% said that we would never reach this, that we would never reach it.
That's where I'm at.
Nearly half of the researchers who responded are very confident HLMI will be created within 65 years.
Aaron, let me ask you this question.
What's up?
Do you think that secret military technology is far advanced as to what we see out here?
I think that it's advanced. But not as like sci-fi advanced as we think it is.
Word.
Like, I think that it's more advanced than what we have, like, than this iPad. But I don't think that they're, like, walking through walls yet. I don't think they could see through a full solid wall yet. They can't, like, print a person. You know what I mean? Like, they can't do that shit.
Have you seen the latest Invisible Man movie? The one with Elizabeth Moss?
Yes.
No.
So, like, the whole thing there is he's invisible because he creates this suit that, like, it, like, the whole suit is just cameras. It's just like cameras cause like some like reflection where you can't like see him. And like when I saw that, I was like, "We're 20 years away from that."
We already have that.
Enough where I bought it.
They have a fiber optic version where you see through the holes and see the other side. Oh snap. Got any plugs?
Quick. Quick.
Do I got any plugs?
Quick, we have 10 seconds.
Okay, yeah. You guys should watch the movie Cloud Atlas. I have nothing to do with it, but I love it. And you should watch Malcolm X. I love it. And Mystery Science Theater on the Gizmoplex.
Thank you for watching Real Life Sci-Fi.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Thank you.
Robots are real?
That was wild.
Really Bad Movies presents The Time Traveler.
Hey, mister, are you from the future?
Yeah, I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me. I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future. This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.